I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Obama's call to restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks got support today from leaders of the G8 nations. Nobody predicts a quick revival of the long-stalled peace process, so the Palestinian leadership is banking on something else, and it's looking towards September, as The World's Matthew Bell reports.
September is when the Palestinians are expected to go to the United Nations and ask members to recognize an independent state of Palestine based on pre-1967 borders. Barack Obama is firmly against the move.
For the Palestinians to take the United Nations route rather than the path of sitting down and talking with the Israelis is a mistake.
And the president went on to suggest during an appearance in Britain this week, the U.S. will vote against any resolution on Palestinian statehood. From the perspective of Palestinian leaders, such statements expose the true nature of the American-sponsored peace process.
It's gone on endlessly. It's created a cover of impunity for Israel, where the U.S. gives it legal cover in the U.N. and other places, and no accountability whatsoever, and the Palestinians have no protection.
Hanan Ashrawi is a veteran politician and member of the Palestine Liberation Organization. She says the PLO has decided to go in a new direction.
We're getting individual recognitions by countries, and ultimately we will go to the UN and ask for membership so that we can have access to the International Criminal Court, International Court of Justice, so that we can get some sort of intervention, trusteeship, international troops, whatever. We need our boundaries recognized. We need international protection.
Even with the promise of a U.S. veto in the Security Council, analysts say the Palestinian campaign for U.N. recognition as a state could have a real impact, especially if European states vote in favor or abstain. This would highlight just how isolated the U.S. and Israel are when it comes to questions of Palestinian rights. There are skeptics, though. Hani Al-Masri is a columnist who runs a think tank called the Palestine Center. He says a victory at the United Nations in September is likely to be a one-off event that will not fulfill the expectations of Palestinians.
أنا موافق إنه بدنا استراتيجية جديدة لأنه ما قلت أنا ما بدنا شوب الأمم المتحدة بدنا صراع.
Masri says Palestinians need a new strategy. They need to pull off massive uprisings in Jerusalem like Egyptians did in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Others worry that international recognition along the pre-1967 lines would even be counterproductive. Saeed Atshan is a PhD candidate at Harvard who's spending the summer in his hometown of Ramallah in the West Bank. Atshan says he grew up with the dream of a two-state solution, much like the one President Obama still talks about. But 26-year-old Atshan says he and many other Palestinians of his generation have given up on that goal.
There's a sort of an old story that's often shared about this woman who's very poor and who has children, and her children are starving. But what she does is she puts rocks in a pot and stirs the rocks and tells them, calm down, your food is coming, your dinner is coming, just in order to put them to sleep each night.
Atshan says Palestinian leaders, the Israelis, and the Americans have all been promising a two-state solution for a long time. But like those rocks in the pot, it's just an illusion, he says, and Palestinians need to wake up to the reality they're living in.
We already live in a one state. We already live in one country. We're all ultimately governed by Israel. And what we need to do is make that state more just and make it so that there are equal rights for everyone.
Atshan says it's time for Palestinians to shift to Plan B, the one-state solution. That means working toward a democratic, binational, secular state. But that's an option most Israelis reject out of hand because it would mean the end of the Jewish state. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.